We had a great visit, but she's getting things for you. And life is beautiful. I sang a song while I was waiting for the doctor. I knocked on the door.
Oh, they put you in another room?
And I says, I love life, and I want to live. I love life, I'll take all that it will give. I love life every moment of the day. I love life, I walk the Jesus way. And he was never in a hurry. I love life. Okay, I'm here.
Well, I'm so glad you made it. For those of you that can't see on webcam, Grandpa has got some really beautiful pink fingernails right now.
I dressed as a woman yesterday.
And in case you're listening to the archive and you're not sure when this is, it's November 1st, so yesterday was Halloween.
Halloween.
But you can dress in as a woman anytime you want, Grandpa.
I wore this yesterday.
Whoa.
And I had a haircut, and I dressed like a woman with a long robe, and I said, the devil is a woman. And so I walked around among all the people, and the devil is a woman, and I had my bangs cut in here, and she made my hair stick out like a woman's, and the beautician, she...
Well, they're really well done. They look very pretty.
Luella, she's done this in our shop here for 30 years.
Now, I saw some of your photographs. It looked like you also had, your face done up, too.
Oh, yeah. She did my face up and had my eyes fixed up and some lipstick that Carol had left. My wife left 3 years ago. So it was fun. Never in my life have I dressed like a woman, and never again.
Well,
but it was fun.
Good for you.
But your mother said you did as a little boy once.
Many times. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. But in Halloween, I was a woman many times. I don't know if you found this, but I found that when I dressed like a woman, I got a lot of attention from other women.
All these women really, they were impressed by my face, and a lot of them didn't know me. I just talked in a soft woman's voice.
Really?
Yeah, we had a good day. Good day. Halloween is off for another year.
Let's see. We get through this. All right.
Well, life is beautiful. So glad to have you back from overseas.
It is nice to be back. So can I ask you one other question? Sorry, before we leave the devil is a woman.
Yes.
What is that? What does that mean?
Well, the Bible was written by men. Only two women had a little part in writing it. All the rest is all man. It's masculine biased.
Right.
All the way through. Just think how long it's taken for women to begin to express their fullness of life and be accepted by the world. One of the beautiful things this weekend was seeing Condoleezza Rice, as she says, she stood in the pulpit of a church where I have been present and said, that Martin Luther King, she said, I would not be here except for Mrs. Rose, you know.
All right.
And the world, it was gradually learning that we're all God's children. He likes variety. We have many colors. And we belong to Him. All of us are on a journey by His permissive will. His or her permissive will. As your mother always prayed in the church, Our Mother who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. That's the Lord's Prayer. You find it in all the religions. Well, that's background.
Well, I love that. All right, well, it's...
So men are biased, and the Bible was written by men. That's the reason.
So you were just trying to make a point about that.
Make a point about it. We are all one.
Well, I am very sorry that I missed you in drag, but... I was trying to, while you weren't here, messing with some photo things, and
yeah.
So I'm going to try to upload some of your pictures...
Thank you.
Flickr, which is a way that a lot of people, because right now the way you upload your pictures, people only your family can see them.
Yes.
So I'm trying to set it up so that anybody can look at
your
pictures if you want to share them. So I'll show you that later. But
fine.
So I also got back from traveling, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But since we're now at 1:15, and Rory is here. Orphic Art is here. Cassie is here. See if there's anyone else who's here to say hello.
Oh, nice. Hello, brother and sisters.
All right, so I'm sorry. I'm still very excited about the fact that you dressed in drag yesterday. I think that's wonderful.
That's an interesting word, drag.
That's what they call like a drag queen or a drag king,
yeah,
when people dress in the opposite sex.
Yeah.
I think.
But really, I have to tell you, that's been going on. As I dressed yesterday, I thought about a car came in at 2:30 in the morning at Wilshire and Western at the barbecue stand, and I served them their meal. And they were all, and I pinched one of them, and he screamed like a man. But they're all, I thought they were all women. And they had come from their show downtown Los Angeles, and they were all women. They were transvestites, I guess you'd say.
Right. Wow, that's old school.
That was back in 1937.
That was pretty brave back then. I don't think it was a very tolerant
time.
And
they were at a show downtown L.A.
Wow.
So I thought about that yesterday, and I had a wonderful time. Thank you for letting hear my side of the story.
You are a sexy grandpa for sure. Well, let's see. Since you got us so close to Hug Nation in reminding us about how we were all one,
right,
let's give ourselves a hug and get into Hug Nation. So. We grab ourselves by the shoulders. If you're on webcam, you can see us now. If you have a cam, we can see you. If you're watching this in archive, then just know that wherever you are right now, give yourself a squeeze.
And I sense your presence. We are bound together as brothers and sisters in the great family of the Creator.
So we sit and we hold, and as we grasp these shoulders, we visualize the people we've crossed paths with over the last day and week or month, people that we've crossed in the hallways, even in our home, maybe in a store, all the faces, all these people in the cars that we've driven by, maybe that we've seen on the news even, these are all part of one network, one family, one entity, which is the human family that we are a part of. And as you squeeze those shoulders, think that they are not the shoulders of your separate body, but those are the shoulders of that person you passed this morning, that person across the country, that person you saw on the news who is in pain or might be hurting and in need. And just give an embrace to that. Squeeze that person. Fill them with the love inside of you. And as you feel that squeeze, feel them that it's not your arms, but as the arms of all those other people outside that you think are sometimes feel separate but are always a part of you. And just feel that squeezing, that love coming in, and feel that loving flowing out of you. Hold it just for a couple seconds.
Your body and my body intermingled as we breathe the wonderful air, and the heart beats to the love of the world in your care. Give us hope, may we never lose it.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Hug Nation. Thank you, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and being patient.
Oh, of course.
Good.
And thank you for joining us in the chat room. Hopefully you felt the love and spread the love and amplified the love and swirled it around. We will see you next week. Thanks for your patience today. We love you. Aw, and there's little tears out there, too. Tears are good. Emotion is good, and we feel the love that much stronger. We love you, and we will see you next week.
Right.
We will put this online in the Hug Nation archives, too, so if you have missed anything or you need a little taste of love burst in the middle of the week, you can always download it and listen to a few wise words from Grandpa.
Thank you.
Even if he doesn't have pretty nails, he still has some nice stuff to say. So we love you, and we will see you soon.
Very good.